Welcome, everyone, to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is installing WebSphere MQ7.5 to coexist with MQ7.01 and MQ7.1 in Unix and Windows. Today's presenter is Angel Rivera. Angel is a member of the WebSphere MQ support team for Unix and Windows platforms. He has experience with the JMS client of WebSphere MQ and WebSphere Application Server. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Angel. You may begin.
Thank you, David. Hello, MQ fans. I hope that you're having a great day. Thank you very much for taking the time from your busy schedule to listen to this presentation. The main motivation for preparing this presentation is to address some of the most common pitfalls that we are seeing in PMRs regarding this topic. In particular, after you install MQ 7.1 or 7.5 or upgrade to 7.1 or 7.5 in a Unix machine in particular, then you decide, well, let me create a queue manager. Then you open a session and type CRT MQM, the name of the queue manager, enter, and surprise, you see an error message from the operating system that says program not found. And you say, maybe I mistyped. Then you try type it again, and you ensure that it's correct, and again, program not found. And then you say, maybe I didn't install correctly. Then you go to /opt/nqm/bin, or in AIX, /user/nqm/bin, and you see that the CRTMQM command is there. You type some other commands, DSPMQ, for example, and again, program not found. What's going on? Well, that's the main thing, the main scenario that we are seeing. And the rest of this presentation is going to talk about what to do about it. Just in case you have only 5 minutes to listen to this presentation, here is the answer. In 7.1 and 7.5, there is a new function called multiversion. And basically is we can have multiple versions of MQ in the same machine. And because you may have two or three or four installations, if we decide to put symbolic links on the user bin to point to MQ code, which one of those versions we want, then even if there is only one installation, the main problem that you are encountering when you see program not found is that there are no symbolic links on the user bin that points to CRTMQM, and that's the reason you are seeing this program not found. You have two choices. One is to apply something called set the primary installation that affects everybody in that box, or individually, every time you want to use with MQ in a new session, you type set MQEnv, and this will be explained later on. Okay, now, if you had only 5 minutes for this presentation, that's it. But if you have more 5 minutes, please, I'll invite you to continue. Let's go to the next page, please. This is the agenda. I would like to start by giving a brief introduction to the new feature introduced in MQ 7.1, which is also available in 7.5, called multiversion or multiple installations of MQ, in which now it is possible to have multiple versions of MQ installed in the same machine, using Unix and Windows. Before, it up in version 7.3, version 6, version 7.0, there was only one installation, and that's it. Now, you can have multiple installations. And why do you need that? Well, one of the main reasons is to facilitate a staged migration. For example, you could have in a Unix box, you could have a test queue manager and a production queue manager. And in previous versions, like in 7.0, if you wanted to upgrade to 7.something, you needed to affect both queue managers, both the test and the production queue managers. All of them needed to be upgraded at the same time. Now, with multiversion, you can say, well, I want my production to remain in the current version. Now I want to install a new version together in the same machine, and I want my test queue manager to be upgraded to the new version. In that way, you can have still two queue managers, two different versions at different levels, And then if after your test suite, you decided that, oh, it's good enough to go to production, then you could upgrade the one in production to the new level. That's one of the main reasons for having multi-installations of NQ in the same machine. The next topic that we'll talk will be there are two very good tech notes that, WSTE's presentations, I mean the recordings and the PDF files, that really talked in very deep detail about this topic. I will just mention those presentations, and then you are welcome to review them at your leisure. And then we'll explore in detail three scenarios, starting with the simplest one. You are going to install NQ for the first time in a pristine machine. You don't have anything about NQ in that machine. You install 7.1, 7.5, and we'll cover that scenario. The second scenario is called the single-stage upgrade, in which you have an existing version of NQ, let's say 7.0, and then you just want to upgrade. You want to replace it. You don't want to have coexisting versions. And you will need to explicitly set up the primary installation, which is the most common and the easier word to handle, or you may want to use the setnqenv command, and this will be explored later on. And finally, the third scenario is really the more complex, in which you could have multiple versions. In particular, I will be showing you details for coexistence 7.0, 7.1, and 7.5, three of them. Okay? Multiple personalities. Okay. Let's go to the next slide, please. This is slide three, highlights of multiversion. And starting with 7.1, it is possible to install multiple versions of MQ on a single system. Okay, NQ 7.1 or 7.5 can be installed on a system which is already running at NQ 7.0.1.6 or later. This means that if you have 7.0.1.5 or earlier, like a 7.0.0.0 or something, you cannot do the coexisting. Why? Because in 7.0.1.6, just enough code was added in a fix pack for 7.0.1.6 to be able to recognize that, hey, there could be some other installations. You cannot have two installations of 7.0.1.6, okay? 7.0.1.6 is the minimum that you can use 7.0 together with 7.1 and 7.5, okay? For short, I will be saying use NQ 7.5 when I mean also 7.1, okay? The multiple copies of NQ 7.5 can be installed on AIX, HPUX, Linux, Solaris, and Windows. This particular feature is not available on IBM i or ZOS. Now, there are new commands for working with multiple installs, and we'll cover them in the presentation. Let's go to the next slide, please. This is slide number four. And in this is the first part of a very good presentation. It's a WSTE, a webcast, that has the benefits of multi-version installation, the packaging changes, the platform-specific installation details, and new and updated commands for working with multiple versions. And it was presented by three members of the NQ support team. Let's go to the next slide, please. Slide five. This is the second part. The topic is a bit complex, and that's the reason they needed to break it in two sessions. And that part two discusses the strategies for applying maintenance and patches, for migrating queue managers between versions, and for managing applications. And it also covers the cases for multi-instance queue managers and diagnostics. Let's go to the next slide, please. Slide six. Okay, this is a very common question. Some people think that NQ 7.1 is a fix pack of 7.0, and they go to the IBM Fix Central, which is the location for fix packs, and they say, I couldn't find the deltas to apply to my 7.0 installation to become 7.1 or 7.5. Well, this is part of the tricky nomenclature. If you think that maybe 7.1 is kind of MQ version 8 in the sense, probably a lot of those questions could be answered, and maybe 7.5 as version 9. Again, it will be clearly to say, oh, yeah, they are different versions, then I need to purchase a different license, you know, and so on. Then again, 7.1 is not a fixed pack of 7.0. 7.1 is a different version, and you have to purchase. Similarly with 7.5. 7.5 is not a fixed pack on 7.0 or 7.1. You need to purchase the license. Again, there are no Delta packages to add to the, all those versions to become the new one. It's a totally new install. Let's go to the next page, please. Slide 7. How do you download the MQ Queue Manager 7.1? For the Queue Manager, the full code, not just the Delta Fixpack, can be downloaded from the IBM Passport Advantage. This is a site in which you have a user ID and a password, and you download. It's the whole code. We call it the base code. And sometimes it's a bit difficult to search for things, unfortunately. Then that's the reason we have some tech notes that tells you, hey, to facilitate the search, use part numbers. If you type the part number, there are three different ways of searching for things, name and component and part number. Part number is the easier one. And if you consult this tech note, for example, the one shown in this slide, then you will get the information on how to download 7.1.0.2. And for each platform and queue manager or client, you will have a part number. Use that part number. It will really help you navigate in that site. Now, in this particular one, you say, well, 7.1.0.2, what's going on? It seems that it's just a fixed pack. Well, there is this. Originally, there is also 7.1.0.0 tech note that explains how to get the 7.1.0.0. But it was decided to recombine the base code 7.1.0.0 with the fixed pack 7.1.0.1 and the fixed pack 7.1.0.2. All that combined, saving you steps. Then if you download this, you do not have to apply any fixed packs. If you download only the 7.1.0.0, then you have to go to IBM Fix Central, download the fixed pack 7.1.0.2, and apply to it. Again, we wanted to save you time. Next slide, please. This is page 8, and this is the corresponding tech note for the part numbers for 7.5. At this moment, there are no fixed packs for 7.5. Next page, please, slide 9. Now, sometimes people, they say, well, I just have this machine in which I want only the client. I don't want to install the server. Our suggestion then is you can go to IBM Fix Central because the IBM the client code is free. Then in Fix Central, you just go into these tech nodes, and you will see something. They're called support packs, and there are different categories of support packs. There are support packs that are just they provide some utilities that are written by an MQ user, and that person was very generous to offer those utilities to the general community. But those utilities are not supported by IBM. Then we call them Category 2. Now, there are some support packs that are extensions of the product, and they are supported by the MQ support team. In these particular cases, these fixed packs are supported by us. And these are the client. Then the nice thing also is you get the base together with the fixed pack together. Again, we are saving you time. And in this tech note, you see, in this slide, sorry, you see the links for the 7.1 clients and the 7.5 clients. Next slide, please. Slide 10. Also, you could install only the MQ Explorer by itself. And again, the MQ Explorer is a nice GUI application that is available only in three platforms, Windows, Linux Intel 32-bit, and Linux Intel 64-bit. But from there, you can access Queue Managers that are in AIX, HPUX, Solaris, ZOS, IBNI, and so on. And in this case, there is a single tech node that has the links to get this support pack. Again, this is a support pack supported by the MQ support team. And how many times you can say support in a sentence? Hey, I said it 3 or 4 times already. Anyway, and then once you go to this tech node, then you can select which one of the three you want to download, 7.0, 7.1, 7.5. Let's go to the next page, please. Slide 11. Let's cover the easiest scenario, which is installing MQ for the first time using 7.5. Assuming that you have downloaded the desired code, 7.1 or 7.5, you want to install it now in a system that does not have any MQ installed. That is, this is going to be the first installation of MQ in that host. If you have installation previous versions, installed versions of MQ, like a versions 6 or 7 in other machines, you will notice that the process is practically identical. The first steps in the process are exactly the same. Now, there is an extra step, and that's something that really some people cannot find instructions properly in the information center, and they miss this step, and that's when they open a PMR. And that's, again, one of the motivations behind this presentation. Then what happens is when this is an installation, then MQ 7.1, the installer will install the code, but there is a little difference. In previous versions, part of the installation process was to go to /user/bin and create symbolic links that will point to the location of the MQ code. In that way, anybody could just type the name of CRTMQM, for example, to create a queue manager, and then it will be using the one in user bin, but which was a symbolic link to the MQ location. And everything worked fine. Now, those symbolic links are absent. They are not created. And, well, you say, hey, wait a second. If this machine is going to have only one installation of MQ, I mean, why don't just create the symbolic links? Why not just make it what is called the primary installation? It makes sense. Well, the thing is that the installer code doesn't have psychic powers. It doesn't know if you really want in the next hour to download 7.5, for example, and install it together in the 7.1. It doesn't know that. It doesn't have that capability. Therefore, the assumption is made that you're going to do multi-installation and at least maybe 2 installations, and therefore we cannot set the primary installation. It has to be done a manual step. And this manual step needs to be done by root. Why? Because you are going to create symbolic links under user bin, and the only person who can do that is the root user ID. Let's go to next page, please. This is number 12. Slide 12. And again, this is explanation in which we do not have symbolic links in user bin. And then the problem that I mentioned earlier, that you open a session as an MQ administrator or root or whatever, and you type DSPMQ or CRTMQM, and you will get command not found or program not found. And again, this is the expected behavior. Okay? Well, let's go to page 13, please. Now, I use a slightly different format in some of the slides because I may not go through every single detail. This is kind of more detailed stuff, and in some cases I would just say just read it on your own, but I will try to explain you some of the highlights. What I wanted to show you here is in some cases you will see like the DSPMQ, command not found. But in some other cases, like a DSP and QVer, actually, there is a symbolic link here, but there is a little bit tricky. But it's still giving you an error saying that MQ commands are no longer available in user bin. In order to run MQ commands, you must manage your path configuration as described in the manual, in particular, see the topic choosing a primary installation. Okay? Let's go to page 14. Page 14. Okay. Let's decide that we want to use, again, we have 2 choices in this particular scenario in which we have only a single installation of MQ. One, which is the easy one, the recommended one, is to set this installation as the primary installation. Again, even if it's the only one, you say, well, it's primary, doesn't mean that maybe there is a secondary. Well, there is only the concept of a primary installation, even if it's the only one. And why? The reason is if you have 10 users in the same machine, by having this as primary installation, those 10 users will not be affected in a sense that they will log in and they will be able to issue MQ commands as they have done before. That's fine. The other choice is not to set the primary installation. Again, this is not really recommended when you have a single installation of MQ. And then you have to specify set MQ-env, which will be explained later, and say, I want to use installation 0 or installation 1 in this machine every single time. And you can put in your profile. The disadvantage is if you have 10 users, those 10 users will have to modify their profile or execute this command every single time. And it's a bit cumbersome, again, when there is a single installation. Our recommendation, when you have a single installation, set it as primary installation, but this is a manual step that the user ID root must take. Okay? Let's go to page 15, please. Okay. How do you issue this command? And when you issue this command, the root user root, the symbolic links will be created in user bin. Actually, additional links are created also in user lid, for example, and user inc. Just to keep it simple, is user bin. And as user root, if you are in Unix, you will need to specify the full path of the setmq inst. Well, what happens is you log on as root and just type setmq inst. Well, you will have command not found because this command is not it doesn't have a symbolic link and you have this stuff in the path. Then you have to specify the whole path, okay? And then you have to specify the minus I flag, which says set this installation as primary. And then with the minus P, you have to specify which is the location, the top directory of the MQ code that you want it to be primary. In case of Linux, HP, UX, and Solaris, then you have to specify /opt/mqm. That's the default location. On AIX, you will use /usr/mqm. Let's go to page 16, please. Page 16. And now, these are common pitfalls after installation. And what I wanted to show you here is the following. The top paragraph, that's an existing version 6 or version 7. You can see that in user bin for CRTMQM, there is a link for /opt/mqm bin CRTMQM. Okay. Now, in case you uninstall MQ version 6 or version 7, those symbolic links are deleted. Therefore, you don't have any more symbolic links. Then you install 7.1, and those symbolic links are not created automatically. Therefore, when you have to run the setmq inst, and it will incorporate the linkages. Now, just for illustration purposes, again, this will be explained later on. The last paragraph at the bottom, this is in case that you have installed 7.1 in the same machine. Again, this is the complex scenario. This is the third one at the end. But I want just to put it over here. Let's suppose that you have two installations. 7.1 is in /opt/mqm. And you have 7.5 in /opt/mqm 7.5 or 7.5. But you want the 7.5 to be the primary installation. Then as root, you set MQ inst 7.5. And this is the type of symbolic links that you will see. You will see those symbolic links pointing to the desired version that is 7.5. Next slide, please. Page 17. Okay. Now, in 7.1, added another feature besides the multi-instant installation. Again, you have multi-installation, we have another thing that is causing a lot of PMRs. It's called the channel authentication records. And it is a great security feature, okay? In 7.0 and earlier, when you create a queue manager, it's open to the world. okay, whoever has the opportunity to access, maybe not the proper authority, but they could pretend to be MQM, et cetera, et cetera. Then in 7.1, a very important feature was added, the channel authentication records, in which all the server connection channels can be really specific for authority. And one of the things that when you create a queue manager in 7.1 or 7.5, this feature is automatically enabled. If you have a queue manager that was created in previous versions, when you upgraded to 7.1 or 7.5, the feature is disabled because we didn't want to cause too many interruptions or disruptions in the way you were operating. Then you have to enable it if you want to use the feature. But anyway, you create a new queue manager, okay? Let's continue the scenario. Let me just pedal back a little bit. You have installed 7.1. You have now determined that you want to be as the primary installation. Now you create a queue manager this time because the symbolic links are there. Then the CRTMQM will create the queue manager. Everything is fine. You start creating queues locally. Everything looks fine. Now you decide to go to your Windows machine and use the MQ Explorer, and you want to connect to Disney's queue manager, and you get not authorized. And you say, what? And then you decided to say, well, let me, instead of using the MQ Explorer, let me use MQS put C and try to put a message, and you are not authorized. But you say, wait a second. In 7.0, I was able to do that as a system administrator. This is one of those security holes, gaps that have been closed in 7.1. An MQ administrator is forbidden to remotely access a queue manager through a server connection channel. This is new in 7.1. Again, this is really an important step. Now, what should I do? Let's go to the next page, please. Page 18. Okay. There are several options. And one of them could be, let me disable the new feature. Well, if that's a test queue manager, that will be okay. If it's a production, we'd rather use for you to use the new security feature. And there is another opportunity. You say, okay, from this particular key system, I want to configure the channel authentication record to allow the MQ administrator to be able to connect. And you can do that through the channel authentication records, and that's really explained in that tech note that is mentioned in page 18. Please take a look at that. It's a very comprehensive tech note and explains several things. I will not cover too much except in the next slide, just in case you don't. Let's go to the next slide, page 19. And because we get many questions about this topic, here are the details on how you can create two channel authentication records that would allow an MQ administrator to remotely connect. Okay? You need to add the manual if you want to do that. Let's go to the next page, please. Slide 20. Okay, we covered the first scenario, simply one. Now, let's go a little bit more complex. Now, you have a machine in which you have version 6 or version 7.0, and you just want to upgrade the only installation of MQ, and you want to have, after the process, a single installation. You don't want to coexist things. You say, as before, okay? Then is again, the same steps. You install the same, the installation steps are the same, except that there are two steps, again, that you have to do. One is to set in the primary installation, and the other is, if you want to, you need to make the decision for the MQ administrator. Now, I created a very detailed technical document in which it explains every step, step by step by step, and is mentioned in this tech in this slide. And the title of the tech doc is "Upgrading MQ701 to MQ715, sorry, in Linux." Now, there are several chapters in this technical document. Only the first one is really specific to Linux. The rest apply to AIX, HPUX, and Solaris, and so on. Then I will recommend, even if you not using Linux, still consult this document if you want to use the AIX and other operating systems. Let's go to page 21, please. Okay. Before Inkly 7.1, the upgrading was very linear. Okay, number one, stop all queue managers and their applications. Why? Because if they are running libraries, they will not be overridden. Okay, during installation. Second, uninstall the old MQ version. Technically speaking, in Windows and AIX, you didn't need to do that. However, because the code is not overridden, a backup copy needs to be made at the time of installation. And that takes a long time. And also, the extra backup takes a space in the file system. Then we have found that very, very few customers really, really need to have the previous version still in the same machine. Again, cannot be used because in version 6 and version 7, you could have only one version. That's it. The other one is just backup purposes. Then our generic recommendation is uninstall the old code, okay? You don't have a choice, by the way, in Linux, HPUX, and Solaris. You must uninstall, period, okay? Then step number three is after you uninstall the old code, you install the new code. And then in number four, you start the queue manager to migrate them. There is no specific migration command in MQ. If you were at version 6, for example, and then you installed version 7.0, the first time the queue manager data says, hey, I am at version 6. Then when you install version 7.0 and then you start the queue manager, STRMQM, under 7.0, the first time it's running says, let me check the version of MQ from the data directory and say, oh, it is a version 6. Oh. Because they were very likely new objects, new attributes, and so on, then I need to do a one-time thing to upgrade the queue manager data to version 7. And this is not reversible, okay? Which means that if you, in case that you want to go back to the previous version, before you do the migration, you need to do a backup of your queue manager, okay? Anyway, and then, again, you type strmqm, and the first time it's done the migration. After it's done the migration doesn't happen again because let's suppose that you end the queue manager, restart again, the strmqm says, oh, you are now at version 7. I don't have to do anything else. Let's continue. Okay, now let's go to page 22, please. Page 22. Okay, after NQ 7.1, the single stage requires more, and I tried to pull it in bold, but it didn't look too much. Probably the next time I have to use it, maybe blue or something. And the new steps are step number four, which is specify new installation to be primary. As I explained before, this has to be a manual thing because the installer doesn't know if you want to install multiple versions of MQ. And in this case, what we are assuming is at the end of the whole process, still we are going to have a single version. Then it really makes sense to designate that unique version, only version, as the primary one. And then the last step is the one that you need to decide what you want to do with MQ administrators to remotely connect to each queue manager, okay? And let's go to next slide, please. Slide 23. Now, let's now switch gears. We covered the first two scenarios. Now, I'm going to do some introduction of concepts in order to better understand the complex and last scenario, which is coexisting multiple versions in the same machine. The installation in Unix is no longer fixed. Before, it was hard-coded, /user/MQM in AIX. In the other Unixes, it's /OPT/MQM, period. You couldn't change it, okay? But now, in 7.1, you may decide, well, I want to install in /OPT/MQM 7.1, I want to install 7.1, or I can install 7.5 in /OPT/MQM 7.5, okay? And then you have a choice. In NQ Windows, you have already the ability to install it in a different location. Then that ability is there in Windows. It's exploited in any feature, but it was added to Unix. Next page, please. Page 24. Now, the previous slide was the installation of the binary code for MQ. Now, this slide is the location of the data for the queue managers, okay? It's still fixed in AIX, Unix, and Linux. It is /var/MQM. That's the place. This multi-instance, which means is that you could have queue managers at version 7.0, 7.1, and 7.5. All of them will have data under var/MQM, okay? And for Windows, you can choose where to install the data, to store the data for the queue managers during the first installation. After that, it is fixed. You cannot change it, okay? Now, regarding the /var/MQM, you could use symbolic links to point to directories or file systems that have more space, or you can mount things, especially for the logs and so on, but I'm not going to cover them in this presentation. Next slide, please. Slide 25. And, okay, and you may think, okay, let's suppose that I have installed three different versions in the same machine. How do I find out where are those installations? And actually, those installations are recognized by a name. And how do I find out the name? And how do I find out which is the primary in case there is one primary? Well, in Unix, there is a particular file that resides outside the locations of NQM code, and it's in /etc/opt/mqm, and the name of the file is mqinst.ini. The command setmqinst, the one that sets the primary, really is affecting this one. When you add a new install or uninstall multiple versions, this is the file that is updated. And the command dspmqinst will list the details. You don't have to physically do a CAD or VI or this file. You can use, again, the dspmqinst command. In Windows, there is no ini file for this. It is in the registry. Next page, please. Page 26. Okay. Starting with 7.1, every installation has a name. On Unix, the first MQ7.1 or 7.5 installation is automatically given an installation name of installation 1. No space or no dot, no dash. It's just installation, immediately followed by the number 1. On Windows systems, you can choose the installation name that you want, okay? Now, you will see also the installation 0, and that's reserved for an installation of 7.0.1.6 or later. Next page, please. This is slide 27, and I will cover first Windows, and then a few slides later, I will talk about Linux. And I wrote this technical document that explains every single detail for installing three versions of MQ in the same Windows machine. Okay? And in this particular scenario, for this technical document, I have 7.0.1.9 that is installed in the default location of C, Programs, Files, IBM, WebSphere, MQ. 7.1 is installing Program Files, IBM, WebSphere, MQ, _1. That's very important. And then MQ 7.5 is installing a different directory, which is MQ _version 2. In that way, we have three different directories that have different codes, versions of the code. Next page, please. Slide 28. Now, assuming that we have installed those three versions, now we type dspmqinst, and it will show us that there will be three instances. Sorry, the first one, it will say inst name for installation 0. Then it will be, again, the version of 7.0. And the main there will be 8-9 lines for each instance. The most important ones are the installation name, installation 0. The second is, what is the installation path? The third one is the version 7019, and possibly the line about says that primary is yes or no. Next page, please, page 29. And then there are these, I didn't want to show the whole contents of the SPM key. Basically, I just wanted to show you, okay, installation 0 refers to 70, installation 1 to 71, installation 2 to 75. Next page, please. Again, this is just from the scenario from the technical document that is mentioned. Slide 30. Okay, now we have three installations of MQ in the Windows machine. I open a Windows command prompt. I enter this PMQ var, and I see name, Westphere MQ, version 7019. Oh, okay, good. Well, what should I do now if I want to use 7.1 or 7.5? What should I do? Let's go to the next page, please. Page 31. Okay. We need to use a new command that was introduced in 7.1. It's called the setmqenv, and we have to specify the proper installation. Now, there are some gotchas over here, some pitfalls. Let's go to the first one, very common one. Incorrect. This, the first attempt is incorrect because the full path was not provided. Okay. Notice that setmqenv is not in the path. The path is pointing to 7.0, but 7.0 doesn't have setmqenv. Therefore, when you type setmqenv just by itself, it says not recognized an internal external command, etc., etc., not found. Next page, please. Page 32. And you say, okay, well, what should I do? Well, you need to do a full path for MQ71. And you have to type double quote, C program files. The double quote is because you will have spaces in the directory's name, okay? Then double quote, C program files, MQ in sphere, MQ underscore 2, slash bin, slash set MQMV, end of quotes, and minus N, installation 2, which is the, in our sample, is for 7.1.5. What happens if you wanted to run 7.1? Well, you can run exactly the same command with the minus N, installation 1, okay? Now, let's suppose we issue that command, and then we do the DSPONQ var, and now we see that the version is 7.5, and it has additional stuff. For example, at the bottom, you will see the installation name, installation 2 says, installation path, as the path, etc. Okay. Now, that's how you can specify when you have in Windows multiple installations, which is the command, which is the version that you want to choose. Next slide, please. Now, typing that long command can be a little bit cumbersome. Then there are several suggestions. One of them is this. It's mentioned in that tech note that I shown earlier. And what you can do is create batch files. And you can do, well, okay, let me do this. I create a batch file called set-nq-75.bat. And then what you do is use the call command to set the to issue the setmqenv, and then suggestion is if you have installed the samples, you can add it into the path because the setmqenv doesn't set the samples directory. Then my suggestion is if you have multiple versions, create also different batches for the different versions. In my case, I have also setmq71 in which I point to installation 1, and setmqenv70 that points to installation 0. Next page, please. Page 34. This is a very important concept, okay? You cannot use MQ7.5 administrative commands to run an MQ70 or 7.1 queue manager, or vice versa. I mean, you cannot use 7.0 to administer 7.5, or etc. For example, let's suppose that we issued the previous command about setmqenv. We set up the environment to 7.5. And then we have a queue manager called QM underscore MIG that was created in a previous version, and we want to upgrade it, okay? And we said, okay, let's upgrade this baby. And how do we do the upgrade? Oh, we use the strnqm command. Then you do strnqm command and the name of the queue manager, and bang, an error. It says, what? It says, queue manager is associated with a different installation, installation 0. Well, yeah, but I want to upgrade it. But there is no upgrade command. The upgrade command is the first time strmqm is used. What should I do? Let's go to the next page, 35, please. I will just verbally tell you what happens in 35. And the previous slide showed that we cannot use 7.5 Q command to upgrade a queue manager that was created in 7.0. And what is the next step to take? The next step is we need to do explicitly associate the queue manager to the desired installation by using setmqm minus m, the queue manager name, minus n installation. And this is mentioned also in page 36, which now we are in page 36, right? And it says, okay, and here I'm giving a specific example. In 35, I was giving you just the generic syntax, and now this is specifically. By the way, you don't need to do the setmqm when there is only a single installation of mq in the system. This is important only when there are multiple installations, okay? Then you decide, okay, I want to associate a disk manager to installation 2, which is associated with 7.5. Now, is there a command that shows association? Yes, in case the names of the queue managers are not different or you may not remember something. There is a command called dspmq slash minus, sorry, space with minus O installation and then the name of the queue manager, and it will tell you, besides the name of the queue manager, three pieces of information. What is the installation name? In this case, installation 2. What is installation path, and what is installation version, okay? If we have done it prior to doing the setmqm in this particular case, it will say that it's installation 0 and the previous version and installation, the version was 7.0, okay? Next page, please, page 37. Okay, now, This is slide 37, that this is just, hey, once we associated to the new version to migrate, we just need to do strmqm, mqmake, and it will do the migration. In particular, there are two lines there that are highlighted, which is migrating objects for queue manager. That line is only happening at the first time when it's being migrated. And then the last line, it will tell you what is the new version that is being used. In this case, 7.5. Next page, please. Page 38. This is just a collection of tech notes that describe what are new objects, new system queues, and new attributes that were added in 7.1 and 7.5. The last link is actually not related to this, but I thought, okay, I like to put it there anyway. Sometimes people say, well, what are the names of the processes that are in 7.1 and 7.5? Well, the names of the processes, when you do PS minus EF, for example, you will see some AMQ something process name. What is the purpose of that? Well, the list of those name of processes and a short description, very short description, is in this link at the bottom of this slide. Next one, please. Slide 39. Okay. Now, again, we're still in Windows, and after installing three versions of Windows in the same machine, you will notice when you go to system, administrative services, and administrative console or something, and then you click on the services, you will see now there will be three entries for the MQ service. The one in 7.0, the name is IBM MQ Series. That was a very old name. Okay? And it doesn't tell you that it's 7.0. Then if you see IBM MQ Series, it is 7.0. Then for the 7.1, it will say the name IBM Westview MQ, parentheses, installation 1, parentheses. Then remember that in this particular example, installation 1 was associated with 7.1. And so on. Then when you go to the last item in this note, MQ7.5, it will say installation 2. Next slide, please. Slash 40. Okay, now that we talk about Windows, I don't think that you have new information there. We'll do the corresponding for Unix. In particular, I create another tech node that is installing in Linux. But again, only the first chapter is really just unique to Linux. The other chapters apply to all operating systems. in Unix. Okay, let's go to the next page, 41. And each platform has a specific install procedures, okay? Each Unix has a different way to install code. AIX has SMIT, HPUX has SAM, Solaris has packages, Linux has RPM, and so on. Then that's the reason the chapter one in that tech talk is different. It's just for Linux. I didn't want to cover all the gamma, but you will need to follow the instructions in this page if you want to do for AIX or HPUX and Solaris. And by the way, sometimes there is some confusion with Solaris and Linux. There is a command during the installation process you have to do type CRTMQPKG. That's for the base code, okay? If later on if you want to install a fix pack, it's CRTMQFP. And sometimes people confuse them and try to do different things and so on. Okay, but just minor detail. Let's go to page 42, please. Okay. Similarly, with the scenario that we did for Windows, after installing all this, following all the steps, you will have three installations in this example. Installation 0 refers to 7.0, installation 1 to 7.1, installation 2 to 7.5. And they are located in different directories that are mentioned here. Next page, please. And this is an example of the output of DSPONQ inst that will show you the same idea. Next page, please. 44. And, okay. Now, let's suppose that you do not want to have a primary installation. Again, you could have it. You can designate, well, most of my work will be done in 7.1, the vast majority of the work. Then let's name it the installation 1 for 7.1 to be the primary. You can do that. But I want to cover that, what happens if you want, if you have a primary of 7.1 and then you want to use 7.0 or 7.5, what should we do? Or in the case that you do not have a primary installation and you want to use 7.1. Well, what you need to do is run the command called setmqenv, either in your profile or at the time of the command line. Now, in Unix, this is very picky. And the rest of there are four or five slides that talk about why it's so important. We get a lot of questions about this, and that's the reason I wanted to spend the proper time. You need you don't have a choice here. You have to do the following. You have to start with a dot, followed by a space, then the full name of setmqenv, okay, with the full path, and then minus n, and then the installation of your choice. Now let's see some pitfalls. Page 45, please. 45, okay. One thing that you can do also is create shell script. And I have created one called setmq75, and this is the contents. I have done the same thing for 7.1, 7.0, and I found that it helps me quite a lot. Let's go to the next page, 46. And let's start with an incorrect attempt. You don't have primaries, and a primary installation, sorry. Then you log in for the first time for that day in your machine. You open a new session anyway. And then you type setmqenv minus n installation 2. Bam! And then you get the following. Command not found. Huh. Why? Well, again, there is no symbolic link for that because there is no primary. Then you need to specify the full path. Then let's go to the next page, 47, please. Okay, now you specify the full path. And you specify it, and now you get another error. It says the setmqenv command was not preceded by the source command. What does it mean? Huh? Well, and that's not an error, by the way. It's just an information message, warning message. But it's still, it did something. But it's not obvious what it did, okay? And what is this source command anyway? Well, let's see the next slides. Let's go to page 48, please. 48. Okay. Let's suppose that we have the primary installation to be 7.0.1.9. Okay? Then we do the DSPONQ ver, and we see 7.0.1.9. Now, we run the command without sourcing, as mentioned in page 47. Okay, again, we didn't do the sourcing. We didn't do the dot space. And we get a warning, and we say, okay, it did something. And if we run this DSPMQ ver again, we still get 7019. What happened? Well, something happened, but it didn't really happen. No. What's going on? Let's go to the next page. Page 49. Okay. Well, this is the attempt, okay, the last attempt, and that's a successful one. You have to source it, or what's called inline. And again, it's dot, space, full name of the command, minus N, installation 2, for example. Now, in Linux, there is an actual command called source. That command doesn't exist in other Unixes. Okay, then what the warning message says, oh, you have to run the source command, well, that's applicable only in Linux. And then you type the word source, space, and the complete thing instead of the dot space, which is more clunky. Then at this time, after you do that, then you will get the proper version. Oh, yeah, now we executed. Well, but it's still it's sourcing or inline. Let's go to page 50, please. Okay. This took me a while to really understand why sometimes I had to do something with a dot space and why sometimes it didn't happen. Okay, well, this is what happened. Okay, this is in Unix, and in the left side, we have our initial process shell. We start a session, okay? And we have, I call it set number one of environment variables, okay? I have my home and path and all that stuff. And I have some variables that are using /opt/mqm, okay? That's where I installed 7.0. Now, I type setmqm. Now, for brevity, I didn't put the whole path of the setmqm and neither the minus n installation 2, whatever. I just want to keep simple this slide. Well, I type setmqm, but I didn't do the source or the dot. Then what happens is setmqm is not going to be executed right there in that shell. What happens is the operating system is going to fork and create a new process, and it's going to execute setmqm. This is illustrated in the right side of the slide. Then setmqm is going to be executed in that forked process. There will be the new variables that will talk to opt-mqm 7.5. Yeah! But then that fork process ends, okay, and all those settings disappear, and then when the control comes back to the process in the shell in the left side, is still we are stuck with the first original set of the environment variables. Then all the work of setmqm was not executed. Oh, bummer. What should I do? Well, let's go to the next page, please. Here it is. Okay. Then here in this scenario, by doing the dot space or the word source in Linux, you are going to change it instead of a fork process. It will be an inline execution, which means that the setmqm and the setting of all the directories and environment variables and so on will remain in the initial shell. They will not be forked. Therefore, at the end of setmqm, now you will have a new set of environment variables that are altered on new ones, and then now you can use opt-mqm 7.5. Let's go to the next page, please. Page 52. My colleague Justin Fries from our department wrote a very nice script called WMQ Profile, which is for Unix and Linux, and it's a very sophisticated script. I will suggest if you take a look at the TechNote and download this script, and will help you to set the environment at different versions. Let's go to the next page, please, 53. And you can use multiple versions of MQ Explorer. And for example, in Windows, if you install the three versions, you will have three different MQ Explorers, and in each one corresponding to the appropriate version. And in Linux Intel, you will have also the different ones. In this particular case, I have two Explorers running at the same time. The one in the foreground is 7.0. And how do you know that it's 7.0? Because the title says just IBM WebSphere MQ Explorer. That's it. No qualifiers. Then that's 7.0. In the one in the background, it will be IBM WebSphere MQ Explorer installation 2, which in our test, in our scenarios have been 7.5. Then if you saw installation 1, it will be 7.1, again, in our example. Let's go to next page, please. 54. Okay. And I think this is the end of the presentation, and I would like to pass the control back to David for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel, for a great presentation. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject WSTE subscribe to get a list of mailing lists and to subscribe. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. We welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. At this time, Julie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your first and your last name. Please unmute your phone when recording your name, and to withdraw your question, press star 2. One moment, please. We do have a question. One moment. Vinod Prasad, your line is open.
Hi, David. Basically, I have a question. Like, can we have account managers running on two different versions at the same time, and so that it can help, we can help do the testing, you know, faster, you know?
Yes. You can have, for example, two installations of MQ7.5, for example, in the same machine. One could be on a slash PT slash MQM7.5A, and the other could be in a slash PT slash MQM7.5B, for example. And why may you want to do that? Well, probably, for example, that once the next fixed pack of 7.5 is available, that you can install it maybe in the second or in the first one or whatever. But in that way, you will have eventually two different versions. One will be 7500 and the other is 7501. But for the moment, yeah, you can have both at the same time, 7500 in both installations.
No, no, what I'm saying is,
I'm sorry.
Can we have the same queuemagers running in both versions?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. No. The queue manager is associated with one single version and is irreversible. For example, if you have a queue manager at 7.0, just to give an example, it will have a certain amount of objects and attributes and so on. When you go to 7.1, there are new objects and new attributes. And if you decide in case that, hey, I didn't really want it to have this queue manager at 7.1. Can I go back to 7.0? What happens if you do the starting QM with 7.0 on that queue manager? Well, it will tell you that first it's associated with a different installation. But in case you were able to trick it and try to run it, it will fail because the MQ7.0 code will not recognize the new objects and the new attributes that were added in 7.1. And there are no commands to remove them. What you will need to do is, again, have a backup before you do the upgrade of the queue manager. In that way, in case you need to do the backup, if you work, let's say, for a day with MQ7.1 and you want to go back, that 7.1 queue manager will have to be removed, deleted, and then you will have to bring the backup copy.
Okay, so basically there is no command to migrate from one version to another version of the queue manager, right?
Only one way that is directional. For example, if you have, let's suppose that you have 7.0 in one installation and 7.1. You create a queue manager in 7.0, and eventually you wanted, let's say that you wanted to run it with 7.1. Once you run it with 7.1, it will become a 7.1 queue manager, but if you want to go back to 7.0, you cannot do that. There are no commands that will allow you to do that.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I am showing no further questions.
Thank you, Julie. We do have some questions in the group chat, and the first one is, what if you source in the path user MQM bin and .profile will the commands like DSP, MQ, and all work?
once you, the only thing that you need to do the source is the set MQMs. Why? Because it really specifies environment variables. And you can do it either at the profile level, or you can do it just not in the profile, but then you have to remember the entire command in order to type it in.
Okay, thank you. The next question is, how about dot profile on MQM ID?
The MQM ID is the one that is used in Unix to administer different versions of MQ. It is treated from this perspective the same as the other user IDs, in the sense that you will need to either define and profile the set MQMV that you want to use, or at a specific time, let's suppose that you want, you don't define in the profile, and then you say, okay, in, right now I need to work with a QManager 7.1, then you do the set MQM 7.1. And then 5 minutes later, you have to work with a 7.5 QManager, then you will have to type set MQM 7.5. Again, you can create those shell scripts that I mentioned, or you can use the WMQ profile script to switch back and forth between the different versions. It's not difficult. It just takes a second to run them.
Okay, thanks. And then the next question is, we have DEV and QA on same server. Can we install version 7.5 two times on the same server by setting the installation path?
Yes. I think I, when I answered the first question, that I answered the wrong question in the sense that, yes, you could have 7.5.0.0 installing two times in the same machine. And you say, well, again, why do I need it? Well, because maybe you want to upgrade one of them later on with the first fix pack. But for the moment, yes, you can have two, three, four different installations. That's fine.
Okay, great. And then the next question is, how much memory is required for MQ 7.5 and AIX 7.1?
I would recommend to take a look at the tech note that is available for the requirements for MQ, and that tech note is pointed from the MQ Information Center. I don't have the information of hand right now.
Okay, thank you. And then someone is asking, what exactly will the WMQ profile shell script do?
In case you don't want to write those shell scripts, and then you can use that WMQ profile. And also WMQ profile has more logic in case you want to do the setting based on in the directory name or different other arguments. Then it's a more sophisticated script. I will recommend for you to use it. And but you will need to provide some arguments. The reason for me to use different shell scripts that are just kind of basic is the name of the shell script will tell me what is the name of the version. And for me, that's helpful.
Okay, thank you. And then there's, I think you've answered this, but it's, can we have a same queue manager running on two versions at the same time on the same machine? And I think you've already answered that.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Then there's a question. Do the tech notes also cover instructions needed related to ZOS platform?
This installation, the multi-version installation, this particular version of the feature is not available in ZOS or IBMI. I understand that ZOS has a way for having different versions also installed, but it's not this particular implementation.
Okay, thank you. And then someone's asking if we have some presentations for WMB 8.01.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know there have been some WST presentations given on Message Broker, but I'm not sure about the specific version. Let's see. And then, will having multiple versions on the same server impact the queue manager if they are part of a cluster?
No, no. Now, overall, the recommendation for clustering is this, that your full repositories should be at the newest version of the code. Why? Because in some versions, there are some attributes that have been added or some additional fixes and so on. Then you want the full repositories to be able to understand all versions and to be able to exploit the things from new versions and to have the most up-to-date list of fixes. For example, if you have, there were some attributes for clustering that were added in version 7.0, then if you have your full repository at version 6, that full repository will not be able to take advantage of the new features that were added in 7.0. Then, again, the recommendation will be to have the same, the full repositories. But back to the question. If you have a cluster and you have different queue managers at different versions in the same machine and having multiple installations, there is no impact on them. Of course, it depends on the resources that you have for that machine, assuming that you have enough resources for having all these multiple queue managers running.
Okay. And then another question, how can we change the installation name of an installation?
Once you have installed it, I think there is a field that is installation description that you can change, but once the installation name, like installation 1, is fixed, you cannot change it. You will need to uninstall it and then install it in order to change the name.
Okay, thank you. And then another question, no matter how many versions we have, queue manager name is unique on the server, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's a very, very good question. In the same server, you can have only a queue manager with a particular name. It's possible to have another queue manager with the same name in another machine, but this is really a bad practice because you will have a big potential for having message IDs that will be the same because the message ID is based on the name of the queue manager. Therefore, in your company, if to avoid the problem of having message IDs that are with the same ID, even though they are different messages, this is an important problem because MQ is designed to not having the same message ID for messages. And if you have two queue manager names that are the same, you will have this problem of message IDs that are the same, even though, again, the contents will be different. Then it is not recommended to have the same queue manager name in your company, in multiple queue managers. But in the same host, if you have queue manager 1 already created, and if you want to create a queue manager 1 with a different version, it will tell you, hey, it's already created. Even though it's a different version, you cannot create it again.
Okay, thank you. And then another question. Have there been any issues called out with installing multi-version on WPARs with shared file systems?
Not that I recall.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just explain a little bit about this. In the first slides that I mentioned that there were two presentations with far more detail on the multiversion. One of the topics is the discussion of the packaging. And let me explain a little bit. In version 7.0 and before, we had most of the code living under /opt, /nqm, like bin directory, lib directories, and so on. But there were few files that were installed outside that directory structure. For example, the message catalog. And so on. There are a few instances. Also, if you have the JS kit, it was installed in a different directory. Then it was very difficult to put this in a shared directory, like in a shared file system, for example. Now, with multiversion, everything, 100% of all the files installed by MQ are inside the /opt, /whatever name, /opt, /nqm 7.1, everything of 7.1 is installed underneath, everything, 100%. And that's discussed further in one of those earlier presentations. And by doing that, by having 100% of the files installed here, then it makes it possible also to install it in a file, in a share file system. However, you have a really a weak point if you install it in file system because let's suppose that you have four hosts and you have only a single installation of MQ in the share file system. If that file system, the server goes down, you have four hosts that will not be able to do any MQ work at all. Okay, that's a really big drawback, okay, because it's a single point of failure, and we cannot do anything about it. Okay?
Okay, thank you. And then another question. Upgrading from 7.0 to 7.5, will I be able to regain my queue manager and its objects?
I'm not fully understand the question, but the queue managers, okay, before upgrading from to 7.5, you need to do a backup copy of the queue manager, because once the queue manager is converted from 7.0 to 7.5, it's irreversible. You cannot go back to 7.0. You can use the queue manager again, no problem. But if you cannot use it again with the 7.0 code, you will need to drop the queue manager, delete it, and then restore it from the backup copy.
Okay, thank you. And then can we use a different ID and use this ID to call WMQ profile?
The WMQ profile, it is very robust, very general, and you don't need to be MQM to run it. You can run it from any user ID.
Great. And then another question, what product is recommended for high availability of MQ 7.5 and AIX platform?
The older name was HACMP, but I think it was renamed. But it's mentioned in our information center. Then if you can type those keywords, high availability AIX, I'm sure it will show you what is the product that is mentioned there.
Okay. And the next question I think you've already probably addressed, but can you implement queue managers from different versions in the same cluster?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, right.
Again, the full repository should be at the highest level.
Right. Okay. And then do all installations share var MQM?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Then there's someone saying, we use message broker version of MQ Explorer. Can you run multiple versions?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, you can use multiple versions of MQ Explorer. There are certain plugins that you can add to the MQ Explorer, but those plugins are specific to the version. Then, for example, if I start MQ Explorer 7.0 and I add the plugin, it will be for 7.0. Then if I start 7.1, I will not see that plugin. I will need to apply the plugin to 7.1. But it's best to follow the instructions from the plugin, the support pack or something like that. And I think that the message broker is a plugin to MQ Explorer, but I don't know the details. I don't know if you can apply a single one of those message brokers plugins affecting all the MQ Explorers across the different versions. I really doubt it. I think that you will need to do it for each one. But, again, I'm not really familiar. It's best to consult the Information Center.
Okay, thanks. And then another question. We have version 6.0. Can we export the qconfig by tools? Can we import that config in the fresh install of MQ 7.5?
Yes, you can. In particular, there is a tool called Save Queue Manager. The support pack is MS03. It was available in version 6 and version 7.0. And it allowed you to put into a text file all the definitions of the objects. Very nice tool. And also in another file, all the authority definitions, like with setMQ out. Now, in 7.1, because people really wanted that feature to be incorporated into the product, in 7.1, a new command is called dmp mq cfg for dump mq configuration. It's the equivalent of saving queue manager. And in 7.1 and 7.5, now you can use those tools to export the definitions. Now, Said queue manager will not work in 7.1 and 7.5, and the new command, the dump mq config, will not work in previous versions, in 7.0 and version 6. But anyway, to answer your question, yes, you can export using Safe Queue Manager, for example, in version 6, and then you can run the run mqsc command for the queue manager and do the arrow sign to the left, and in order to redirect the input of the file where you stored the thing. And I'll be glad to provide you with more information if you send me an email. My email address is in the first, in the cover page of this presentation, and I can give you more details how you can do that.
Okay, thank you. Then one more question in the chat. How important is it to set the sourcing for the environment when we need?
Okay. In Windows, you don't need to do the sourcing, but in Unix, you must. Otherwise, as in the last slides of the presentation, if you do not do the source, setNQM will execute in a forked process, but all those changes and new variables that are defined there will not be reflected back in your initial process. Then you will not be able to really use it, I mean, to work. You must use the setNQM with sourcing.
Okay, thank you. Judy, can we check the phone for more questions, please?
Yes, once again, please press star 1 to ask a question.
Oh.
We did have one come in.
Okay, fine.
Amit, your line is open.
Hi. I have a question regarding the installation of NQ75 existing with 701 MQ. Do we need to stop all the processes or queue managers before we look into installation of this NQ75?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Very, very, very good question. And this is addressing in those presentations that are mentioned at the beginning that cover in more detail, but this is the answer. One of the nicest features is of having multiple versions is that you do not have to stop the versions that are not being modified. For example, let's suppose that we have 7.0 in one installation and 7.5 in another, and both of them are running. We have queue managers running and so on. And now 7.5.0.1, for example, comes at the end of the month, and then you say, oh, I want to install that fix pack. You download the fix pack, and then you say, oh, well, this is for 7.5. Well, for 7.5, you must stop all the queue managers for 7.5, okay? But you do not have to touch the ones in 7.0, okay? That's the beauty. In that sense, we try to minimize the impact of maintenance, and which is very nice. Again, in 7.0, those queue managers can be up and running. They don't have to be touched. But in 7.5, yes, you will need to stop them, install the fix pack, and then you can restart them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation and hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Angel, for presenting today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.